Well, here we are again with another update from the road. First off, I should say, since it's July 4th, to all my fellow Americans, happy Independence Day. Wherever you are, I hope it's a little cooler than where I am. This has been the last week or so have been survival mode for me more than anything, although I did get out and photograph a couple of times. Thankfully, the air conditioning is working in the trailer just fine because it got up to 114 degrees here. It's at least today supposed to be a much cooler 101. I have today and tomorrow here in Lakeview, Oregon, and then I'm headed off to the border between Oregon and Idaho. I'll actually be staying in a RV camp in Caldwell, Idaho, which is a suburb of Boise. And hopefully I'll have a little better internet connection, too. The big news here is that I've discovered that I can survive such extreme heat, which gives me some confidence, before too long, I'm actually going to be heading south. I'm going to spend a little time down in Utah photographing in the canyon lands, particularly in Capitol Reef. And then I'm headed a little farther south into Flagstaff, Arizona. I'm going to meet up again with Joe Lipkin. We're going to spend a little time there photographing. So I'm going to have a lot of hot weather between now and the time fall sets in. But as long as the air conditioning unit in the trailer and the air conditioning unit in the truck are still working, I'll be reasonably comfortable. Because I was so trailer bound for the last couple of weeks, it did give me an opportunity to get a little more caught up on some of the stuff that I was still behind on. And that felt terrific. It's taking me, well, I've now been on the road for 3.5 months. It's taken me that much time just to develop my routines and to try to get back on some kind of reasonable schedule. I've been feeling like I'm pedaling just to catch up now for a couple of months, but things are starting to smooth out. So I'm hoping that portends good news for some more time to work on Kokoro and the next Lenswork monograph. And speaking of Lenswork monographs, I'm delighted to report that the latest Lenswork monograph, which happens to be my work called Dreams of Japan, was shipped, and I'm hearing from people. Evidently, it's being delivered, and I'm getting lots of positive feedback. Thanks, everyone, for all of your nice, kind comments about that work. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And for me, it's been a really terrific experience to finally put a period to the end of that sentence. Not that I'm done with Japan or China or the photographs that I have from there, but this was a big project, and you know how big projects are. They take a long time to get through. Takes a lot of focus and a lot of energy, and so I'm delighted to have that one done. I hitch up and pull out for what will be the longest drive so far on the trip, and I'll let you know how that went when I post my next catch-up in a couple of weeks.